It's time to get informed and inspired. This is Saturday Morning Live, sponsored by Asset Advisors LLC at Linden Sheet Metal on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com.
Good morning and welcome to Saturday Morning Live. I am your host, Ashley Buttonshone. This morning, I have Nurse Nancy, who is running as a write-in for County Council here with me. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you're running for District 2?
That's correct.
Okay. And I've also got Kamal Bakhtu.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kamal. And Kamal is also running. You've probably seen his signs, Kamal, for us all.
Yep.
Yes. Right. And I think maybe after last night, some of them might still be standing.
Most of them sort of stand.
Yeah, good. Yeah, good. Awesome. All right. Well, we are going to roll into our first break here before we go ahead and get started. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Steve, co-host of In the Shop, Saturdays from 9 to 10 on KGMI 790. I own Panacea Automotive Repair. Did you know that the definition of Panacea is a remedy for all ills or difficulties, a cure-all? At Panacea, honesty is our priority. We won't sell you products you don't need or do repairs that aren't necessary. We understand the necessity of a good working relationship, so we take pride in giving our clients quality service.
Panacea Auto Repair, service you can trust on Britton Road behind Iron Man Movers or at PanaceaAuto.com.
Wow, what a year it has been. So many things are happening in the world. I would describe it as unprecedented and unpredictable.
You are right. There have been heat waves, forest fires, hurricanes, floods, and not to mention this virus. What's next?
I don't know, but didn't they just find a nest of giant Asian murder hornets?
All I can say is I'm ready for things to get back to normal and predictable.
Well, I can think of one thing that is always predictable. Fall is coming, and Linden Sheet Metal will be out to service our heating equipment. Their technicians are always helpful and provide reliable service.
That reminds me, our furnace needs replacing. I'd better hurry up and give them a call.
At Linden Sheet Metal, we know how everyone wants life back to normal. Until then, now is a great time to think about servicing or upgrading your furnace so you have reliable heat when the weather becomes more unpredictable. With rebates and financing with low monthly payments, we have systems to fit most budgets. Linden Sheet Metal, serving the Northwest for over 80 years.
We don't have the usual traffic jams that they have in the big city, but sometimes things happen to snarl everything up. Depend on KGMI to keep you cruising to your destination with KGMI Traffic Alerts. We'll tell you where the trouble spots are. And if you see problems on the road, give us a call at 360-676-5464 so we can spread the word. KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM and KGMI.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
Welcome back to Saturday Morning Live. I am your host, Ashley Buttonshone. And, you know, the sun isn't shining today, but I think there's a little bit of sunshine in the studio this morning. I've got Nurse Nancy, who's always smiling. So, Nancy, tell us a little bit about yourself for people who don't know you. And I guess give me your reason why you're running.
Well, I decided to run because things have just gotten so completely backwards in our community. And we just really need to stand up and start standing up for our rights. And I'm definitely, you know, anti-mandate with what's going on. I'm not anti-vax. I want that to be, you know, very clear to people. I'm not anti-vax. I'm anti-mandate because it's definitely affecting a lot of families in Whatcom County. And we need to protect those families. We need to protect the jobs. And we need to help with the homeless and really pay more attention to our mental health. That's out of control right now, and really promote affordable housing, which, you know, just kind of cascades down to, you know, education for these families, because a lot of people want to pull their children out and start homeschooling or are looking into other programs. And also there's a lot of families that need childcare. And I think we really need to look at those issues and create some programs that will help support our community so we can keep our community, you know, members here and support these families during these times.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit what's your why, though? Why? So for the listeners out there who may not know, Nancy, she's kind of blowing up on social media right now. She has been let go from Peace Health, or she's on Leave, unprotected leave.
Correct. Yeah, I was placed on unprotected leave because I am not going to get this experimental shot. And I am standing up for our right to choose and our medical freedom. And that must be upheld. You know, if it's okay if people have chosen to get the shot, that's totally their decision. And I support that. But I also support people that don't want to take it. And we need to, you know, support every community member, whether regardless of what they choose. But just supporting that they do have that freedom of choice, and that freedom must be protected and upheld.
Right. So your freedom to choose was your job was threatened because
Correct.
Of this.
Right. Yes. So I was faced with a mandate at work that I needed to be fully vaccinated by the 31st, which there were several people. There's approximately 800 people in Peace Health that did not wish to, you know, make that choice. And so they submitted either a religious exemption or a medical exemption, which the medical ones are extremely hard to get because a lot of doctors' hands are tied and they're not giving them. So a lot of people, you know, chose to submit religious exemptions. So those that have gotten their religious exemptions accepted, their positions are not protected. However, people with medical exemptions, their positions are protected, and there are no policies in place to support that type of language or that type of a plan. So there's definitely lawsuits in the works, you know, because this is complete discrimination.
Right. Wrongful termination.
Absolutely.
And you're not being paid on leave. This
Correct.
Is unpaid, unprotected leave. And they're saying you're a danger to the public now.
Correct. Right.
Even though this entire pandemic, you've been working on the front lines.
That is correct. And so now I am a travel nurse and I just do different jobs here and there working with COVID patients, specifically helping them and fighting for their rights to make sure they get the proper treatment. The proper care, dignity, and respect, because that is also lacking.
Right. So, you know, and we might dive into this a little more, but people, so as they're learning more about you and they're, you know, kind of, they're wondering, because she said experimental shot. The media is telling us that it's FDA approved. Is it?
No, it's not FDA approved. If you read the document, it's about a 13-page document. And what did get approved was just the date for the use of this shot under the EAU. And so there's also a third shot they do talk about, but that's not even available until 2025. And I believe the extension date got extended to October 2023. So it really, those headlines really misled the community because it is not FDA approved whatsoever. It is still under emergency use authorization.
Right. And so I know I've said this before, like, I'm not anti-vax. You've said you're not anti-vax. I know
Correct.
It doesn't matter how many times we say this. We're still getting pinned as anti-vax. You know, I've had many vaccines. I've had the flu vaccine. I'm just waiting on this one to see what
Right.
they develop. I want to wait before I take it or before my children. I would consider giving it to my children. I want to wait. I want to wait and see. And I don't know what that time frame is, but that's what I want to do right now.
Correct.
So I know, Kamal, you tell us a little bit about you. You know, why did you decide to run? You've been in the race longer because you're not a write-in. You had a primary.
Yep.
So give our listeners just a little intro on you.
Well, my name is Kamal, and I was born and raised in India. Moved here when I was 15. Went to high school here. Went to college here.
Mm-hmm.
And been here for about 25 years now in Whatcom County. And I love this area, as, you know, we have. Rain, shine, snow, just best of all world. We have it here, the best area to live.
Mm-hmm.
But in recent years, you know, I'm noticing that we have homeless crisis on our streets.
Right.
We notice that, you know, every day when we drive through downtown Bellingham or other part of Whatcom County. And then we're also experiencing our affordable housing mm-hmm. in Whatcom County. So, and then also another issue that I'm running on, make sure our first responders are respected and well-funded.
Right.
And my wife, she works for Blaine PD, and we talk about these issues every day. And we both agree on what we talk about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also my friends. And then the issue comes, well, someone has to do something about it.
Right.
But then who is that somebody? And then I remember when Russell Wilson won their first Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
he said, why not us? Then that was my thing. Well, nobody else coming to save me or this part of the world. It's I am the one who have to step up. So that's why I stepped up to the plate, and I'm here to bring different perspective to our current council. We need diversity on our council. We need people with different experiences. We need someone like Nancy on our current council. The same old politics has to stop. We have to take care of Whatcom County folks first.
Yes.
You know, everybody talk about all these things. Yes, we're doing something for the people. I haven't seen it, and I'm tired of this. So now, that's why I'm running, and I'm stepping up to the plate.
Yeah, the time is now.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, and you know, you talk about our current county council and the political game they're playing. They really are playing some pretty political games right now, and it's like we're always stuck under this emergency orders and mandates and stuff. But you know, we watch our I watch the county council meetings. I find them interesting. Some people think they're boring, but I find them interesting. So I watch them, and the last one was really interesting. You have three members. You've got Ben and Kathy and Tyler standing up for the voices that they had just heard in the comments, talking about please bring back in-person meetings. Yeah. We want to be in the chambers and we want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Person after person after person after person. And, you know, Todd, who is running for re-election, says, yeah, it's what I want. I want people back in. I want that. And then the discussion continues and it's like, well, I don't want to be around people who aren't vaccinated. But the ones that are worried about it, you got Barry and you've got Carol and you've got Todd and Red. They're all vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So they're protected. Why are they worried about people who aren't vaccinated? Why are we separating? I feel like the current council is so divided. Instead of working together for this community, they're creating more division. They're literally paying for media to create more and more division amongst people with information that isn't entirely accurate. It's more play on words. You know, I mean, our health department's putting stuff out saying, well, you know, the numbers maybe aren't the numbers, so don't really pay attention to the numbers, just pay attention to what we say. And so I think we've got, you know, now there is this huge argument over, okay, we can't have people in here, you know, because we're not ready for in-person meetings. We can't do a hybrid where people can watch online. Well, it turns out they can. They're actually ready. Mm-hmm. They do have it. And so then it was like, okay, so what are we going to do about the rules and forcing people to be masked? And I'm not sure if I want to be around unvaccinated people. And Tyler Burr pointed out, well, we can't force people to put them on because there are reasons that people can't.
That's correct.
Yeah, and they're legitimate reasons. Then Rudd said, well, maybe they're just going to turn into a protest. So did Todd. Maybe we'll just turn into a protest and everyone's just going to take their masks off and they're just going to come in and they're going to all be unmasked and we're going to be sitting here. And they didn't give us a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you guys feel about that?
Well, I think it's interesting that they are afraid, even though they are vaccinated. And it just goes to show how much fear is controlling people. And we really cannot live that way anymore. We need to make that choice to stop living in fear and to get out and to connect with each other and to talk. You know, we need that so desperately in our community. And to hide behind, you know, this fear, especially people, you know, trust their vaccine and are pushing it so hard. You know, if they've gotten it, what do they have? Why are they so afraid? Well, you know, what do they have to hide? You know, why are they so worried about meeting someone, you know, that's unvaccinated, that is not even sick? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, and they could have stayed home. Why did they vote to not have in-person meetings
that's
now that they're set up?
Right.
They could have stayed home and done Zoom.
Right.
So I feel like I'm not being listened to.
Right.
And so do other people.
That's correct. I mean, I listened to that county council meeting and I was very impressed with all the citizens that called in and spoke up about this issue. And it just seemed like, you know, the ideas that Todd mentioned before supported that, but then he just flipped the script. And that's not listening to the community.
No. So, Kamal, what do you think?
No, I have to agree. If that's what the citizens of this county want, then yes, I'm all for it. We should have meetings in person. Mm-hmm. And if technology is there, those who choosing to stay home, they can stay home, but still open it to the public.
Right. And, you know, then I have to point out the hypocrisy of it because, you know, we had Sat Paul and Carol, and I believe I believe Todd, the next day went to Whatcom Women fundraiser for some candidates. And they're around people. And we know that vaccinated people can still get sick.
That's right.
So, I mean, I don't know what their social distancing situation was. I don't, but it was like, okay, you have to wear a mask unless you're eating or drinking. They can take it off during that time. But the only people who were allowed to go to that were vaccinated people.
And that's complete discrimination.
It is. And the thing is, because people who have had COVID have antibodies. So why couldn't they come? Why are we separating that's people right. and discriminating against people? Do they only want the votes of the vaccinated? Because I think, I don't know.
Fair question.
Yeah, that's
I mean, if they're doing fundraisers, more than one. Yeah. Only vaccinated people can come. That's
well, that, and the thing is, like, for me, the votes I want the votes for all of the above, because I'm supporting the rights for every single person to make that choice for themselves or whatever is best for them. And the thing is that sometimes people cannot wear a mask or they can't get the vaccine. And it's not anyone's place to ask them why. That is their business. That is their medical privacy. And that must be protected. As a healthcare professional, that is what we strive for. So to see that being threatened is completely unacceptable. And we're going to put a stop to it.
Right. Because, you know, I mean, so Kamal, you laugh. Because I don't think that they only want vaccinated votes. But it's just kind of like, why separating so much? And mm-hmm. why only meeting and talking to those people in person? You could be like 30 feet away from people, but still meet with them.
Yeah.
You know, and so, I mean, I guess you want to represent and have everyone vote for you, right? Yep. I mean, you don't care.
I don't. That's why I'm Kamal for us all.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, okay, so we'll kind of move away from this. As you guys are out in the county, and Nancy, you're just getting started talking to people. Kamal, you have been to some different meetings, and I had heard about a meeting that you had gone to and spoke, and our prosecutor here, he was talking about some different issues in the county, and I had heard that you had a great response to something, and so I want to ask both of you, this is more of a controversial issue, but Sat Paul has mentioned here in Whatcom County, you know, more last, not this summer, but the summer before, he had mentioned that racism in Whatcom County is a public health emergency. And I just kind of, as we talk about one emergency to the next, it seems like emergencies are very popular. I want to ask Kamal, as an East Indian, you know, you come from the same community as Sat Paul. Have you personally felt that there you've been discriminated against? You feel that Whatcom County, is that an emergency here? Because I'm not going to say that racism doesn't exist, right? Because I'd be ignorant
Correct.
To say so.
So does racism exist? Yes, it does. So I'm going to speak from my personal experiences. So I've been in Whatcom County for 25 years, same thing with my family, and I have not personally experienced any type of a racism in Whatcom County. And I went to Bellingham High School, Squalcom High School. Those are 95% when I was going. They were predominantly white kids going to both of those schools.
Mm-hmm.
I have never experienced any racism. Most of my teachers were white teachers, and they worked very hard to get me to the level so I could pass my high school, you know, and I moved here without knowing any English whatsoever, right? And mm-hmm. same thing with my brother. Never. And I know tons of people that are in trucking industry, construction industry, and also are farmers. Never. So I'm still looking for those racist people that everyone been talking about. Where are they, please?
Where's the emergency?
Yes, I would love to sit down with them. So I'm speaking from my personal experience. Matter of fact, let's talk about one thing. People ask me why I decided to go with the local GOP party.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, like personally, I'm in the middle of the road person. Sikhs are we are conservatives.
Yeah. Right?
Then socially, we tend to lean, you know, liberal. So I consider myself in the middle of the road. And I wanted to run independently,
mm-hmm.
but you can't. You know, you have to raise a lot of money to run these campaigns. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
So I decided to search for the party that I wanted to go with. So my first meeting I attended at the GOP office. I was welcomed with open arms.
Mm-hmm.
And then I attended Zoom call for the local Whatcom Democrat. So as I was attending the Zoom call, within 5 minutes, I noticed there were these words, you know, on the screen in Punjabi. I was like, wow, who is writing in Punjabi? Jeez, I would love to find out. And I decided to go through who was on the Zoom call. I flipped through. It's like, okay, there are only two Punjabis speaking and Punjabis mm-hmm. on the Zoom call. I won't say that who was the second person, but it was me and the second person. Mm-hmm. A person who wrote that message, I took a screenshot. I'm pretty sure if that person is listening, they know who they are, mm-hmm. right? So they wrote in Punjabi that those of who supported Trump aren't welcome here and we're not stupid. You know, that person went on Zoom, on Google. They may have used Google Translator to write that message in Punjabi. So my question is, are you assuming that I cannot read or speak English? So where, you know, so I'll let that listener decide for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, that's why I decided to go with the GOP party, because I was received with open arms and the other side is assumed that I am a staunch Trump supporter because I have, well, I have friends on both sides, right?
Yeah.
I hang out with friends that are Republicans and I have friends on Democrat side and I love them both.
Yeah.
So.
Because they're all just people.
Yes. We're all people at the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
To me, it's like I'm for all.
Yeah. Yeah. All for all.
That's right.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break here and we'll come back and ask Nancy about this too.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson for Asset Advisors. While the last few months have been challenging, it also creates great opportunity. Wealth Advisors Dick and Camille at Asset Advisors have been busy assisting their clients while looking forward to the future. 5 years ago, they started down the path of change by joining Carson Group as a partner. This path has now led them to becoming fee-based advisors, putting them on a parallel path with their clients. Fees based on the value of the accounts they manage, not selling high commission products. Dick and Camille would like to help you paint a picture of your ideal life. Call them at 733-1200 or go to their website, wealthwakeup.com, or join them on Wealth Wake Up every Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday mornings at 9 on KGMI.
This advertisement is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific advice, an endorsement, or recommendation for any individual. No strategy ensures success or protects against loss. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC, a registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Oh, so much better than that tent we stayed in last year.
We sure are putting this new RV to work. I'm glad we're here early because it seems that everyone has stepped up their mode of camping and, well, they're all here.
I told you not to post about it last year. It was supposed to be our little secret, but now everyone knows.
Well, Kent's Garden and Nursery's annual sale is just too good to be true. I had to show off all my fabulous new trees and shrubs. And now, well, we're the garden envy of all our neighbors.
And that's why we're camped out waiting for Kent's to open. I'm ready to finish planting my pond. And with sun off everything but the dirt, I think we can buy enough greenery to create that living fence between us and you know who.
Oh, I see they're opening the gates. I got my trusty wheelbarrow. Let's go.
Don't miss Kent's annual fall save 30% off everything but the dirt sale. Friday, September 9th through the 19th. It's the biggest sale of the year at the largest nursery in town at Kent's Garden and Nursery on Northwest Drive in Bellingham.
In the shop.
Toyota's still fully vested in the internal combustion engine, and they saw as a visionary the future being a fuel cell vehicle.
Steve from Panacea, Kurt from Angler, Brian from Dr. John's, and Dan from Bellingham and Burlington Automotive.
The efficiencies there, but find me a location where you can go fuel up your hydrogen fuel cell here in Whatcom County.
In the shop, 9 to 10 a.m. every Saturday on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM, and KGMI.com.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
When it comes to your comfort and the air quality in your home, rely on the trained comfort specialists at West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electric with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com.
CBS News Brief. A midday rally at the U.S. Capitol building in support of those jailed after January's deadly insurrection. Extremism expert Michael German says calling them political prisoners is harmful to American democracy.
Mainstream politicians continuing to say supportive things to them conditions them to believe that their actions are not just justified, but authorized.
An FDA advisory panel is not authorizing the Pfizer COVID booster shot for those over six, for those under 65.
The question that was reviewed by the panel was, in people 16 years or older, would they think there's enough data to merit a booster shot? And the answer was voted 16-2, no, that there wasn't enough data.
CBS medical contributor Dr. David Agus. Thousands of Haitian migrants have gathered in a Texas border town.
Officials say they expect thousands more to cross the river between Mexico and Del Rio in the coming days.
CBS News Brief, I'm Linda Kenyon.
Welcome back to Saturday Morning Live. I'm your host, Ashley Buttonshone, and I have here Nurse Nancy Hill with me, running for County Council District 2 against Todd Donovan as a write-in, so you must write her in if you like what you hear. And then we've got Kamal. He is running at-large. Kamal Bakju. Kamal for us all. So this morning we were kind of, we've touched on a couple things, but we were just talking about the emergency, public health emergency of racism in Whatcom County that Sat Paul Sidhu has said is an issue. And it was more of a hot topic when we had the BLM marches and, you know, people protesting on that. But, you know, he has brought it up from time to time since then. So I just wanted to talk to Nancy and Kamal about this. And Kamal just touched on, you know, things that came from the Democrat Party and you know, that's been his most recent experience. And then Nancy, you have five biraciral children, or well, six, one in heaven, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so you, I want to ask you, because having, biracial children, I'm sure you've had something that has happened. I don't know. Is it racism or is it just the fact that maybe we're uneducated and we don't know?
Well, I think it could be a combination of both. I think definitely that being uneducated definitely predisposes people to certain ideologies. And we can, what's great about that is we can correct that.
Mm-hmm.
I have had certain experiences happen with my children, and I'll explain one of them. It was several years ago. My kids were at Bloedel Donovan playing at the park. And I had a couple of the kids skipping rocks, you know, by the water, and the older kids were playing American Ninja Warrior on the playground. And they were the only ones there. And there was a gentleman that came up, and I could hear him yelling, you know, "Where's my backpack? Where's my backpack?" And I didn't know, you know, he was talking to my children. You know, they were just minding their own business playing American Ninja Warrior. And it was time for us to leave. So I'm rounding up the troops and I'm saying, "Hey, Team Hill, let's go." And I noticed that this guy kept yelling, you know, "Give me my backpack. Where's my backpack?" And so I rounded up my kids and they all partnered up. And my oldest was like, "Mom, like, he's yelling at us." And I said, "No, he's not." And we were almost to the car at that point. And he's like, "No, Mom, he thinks that we stole his backpack." And I said, "What?" And he goes, "Yeah, he said he's going to call the cops on us." And I, at that moment, I realized it was because of my children's skin color. Because there ended up being a couple other kids that ended up coming and playing, and my children were the only ones that had darker skin complexion. And so I took that opportunity to turn around and go talk to the guy with my children. So we turned around. I'm like, "All right, guys, come on, let's turn around. Let's go talk to him." And I walked up to him and I said, "Hey, excuse me, sir, you know, what's the problem?" And he kind of looked at me like a deer in the headlights, and he's like, "I'm missing my backpack." And I said, "Okay, well, is there some reason why you think my children took it?" And he's like, "Well, they were right by it." And I said, look at my children. And my kids were young. They were like 10 down to age 2 at this point. Mm-hmm. And I said, look at them. And he stopped and he looked at them. And I said, do you see a backpack on them? And he said, no. And I said, how dare you accuse them of that when you have no evidence whatsoever? Are you yelling at the other children that are, you know, around playing? And he said, no. And I said, you owe my children an apology because that was completely unacceptable. And I don't want you blaming my children or any other child with no evidence of anything, you know, when you're missing your backpack. And I said, and to scare them by saying you're going to call the police, like, that's not acceptable. Mm-hmm. These are children and you owe them an apology. And so he looked at them and he kind of, you know, his eyes got big and he goes, I'm really sorry, guys. And my kids were just like, it's okay. We forgive you. I mean, they were very forgiving. And that's the beautiful thing. You know, we're going to many people are going to have experiences like this. And what we need to do as parents is be responsible and take it as an opportunity to not only teach our kids, but to talk to these people, because we are all human. We all make mistakes. We all have different, you know, thought processes. And if we don't acknowledge, you know, issues from the get-go, from the beginning, and deal with it, that's how you make a difference. Not just by running or, you know, not dealing with it or trying to forget about it and then talking about it later. No, we need to deal with this issue. And so mm-hmm. that was one experience that that sticks out, because I want my kids to know how to handle this and to be forgiving and to have an open mind and to understand that some people just don't get it. You know, that just might be what they were trained or what they were predisposed to. But there's always room for redemption. There's always room for forgiveness. And that's what I try and teach my children.
So you've had, that's been an experience, but do you believe that in Whatcom County we have an emergency that is focused on racism?
An emergency? I don't think there is an emergency. But I do think that it is an issue that needs to be dealt with. Absolutely.
So my question then is, maybe because, you know, I know there our communities are very diverse, and especially when you go to rural, urban, and I wonder if, you know, we need more education of the different communities that we have coming together. I mean, so I think having more diverse council representation is so important.
Absolutely. Then one thing too, I just like to add, you know, what will make this problem worse is the further division of people and their medical choices. And that should not be allowed, because that is absolutely promoting discrimination, segregation. And, you know, it just, if St. Paul is talking about how this is an emergency, you know, he's not helping the problem by allowing more segregation to happen amongst people that have different medical choices.
Right. And sometimes those people, like, they can't even make that choice. It's made for them because of what's going on in their own body.
That's correct.
Right. So it's not even like they intentionally made this choice. They're not protesting anything. They just can't do it.
That's correct.
And you are now making a choice to discriminate against them because of that. And right. So I think it's a dangerous game they're playing, creating two different, very different groups here in Whatcom County. And so, you know, when on our council, we've got, you know, members that are, you know, got an at large, member who is really, he lives in Bellingham. So he's representing, I mean, he represents more Bellingham when he votes. I don't feel that he represents the county at large. And Kamal, that's who you're running against, Barry Buchanan.
Yeah.
And so, like, when you have things like a tax, increase that impacts the entire county, but then the members voting for it all live in Bellingham, it doesn't really feel like fair representation very much. So I think that we need more diversity from, you know, regionally, you know, geographically, but from within the communities of our county. What do you think?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I want to go back to this, you know, what you just said. We have diverse community, and our Sikh community is growing here.
It is. It is, yes.
And like you said, we need right amount of representation of the people on our county council. And how some of the taxes impact a lot of the minorities in Whatcom County. We also got to look into that. We have Hispanic community here,
right.
Russians and Ukrainians. And Sikhs, and then we have Asian communities. Mm-hmm. And my number one goal been to connect with those people and talk to them how important it is to vote.
Right.
To make their voices heard also. So that's what we need.
Right. Right, and we need people to vote because people very often think that the only race they should really vote in is a presidential race because it's like big and attractive and it's fun and there's lots of drama. And in reality, the local races are what impact your everyday life. They're your school boards, your city council, your county council. I mean, your water districts. Those things affect your everyday life.
Jobs and security and housing. All of those things are so important. Yep. And we need to have proper representation of those things, which we are all considered equal.
Yep. Yeah.
And also your law enforcement.
Right.
Absolutely. You
know, our sheriffs are also elected officials.
Our firefighters, our teachers, like they all need to be supported equally.
Yeah. Well, and so, Kamal, you bring up our, you know, first responders. And so I want to talk about that a little bit because, you know, we've got a council who has talked about, you know, maybe not so much on the council. I have to go back and watch. But I've heard individuals on social media especially being in support of defunding police or less police force. And it kind of seems like the new legislative laws coming down on police are a way of defunding them because they're leaving. They can't do their jobs anymore. Yeah. And then now you have, again, I hate to bring it up, but a mandate for a vaccine where you have people who don't want to be vaccinated or don't want to get boosters. So it's another way of getting rid of our first responders in a time where we need them. Safety in Whatcom County is declining.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
That's on many levels during the current leadership.
That's correct.
I beg the question, is it not time to get rid of some of these people who have been here for a while and we need new leadership?
Absolutely.
Absolutely we do. Yes, I'm for supporting our first responders, our law enforcement. We have to make sure that these guys are fully funded, fully supported. And I know people talk about that our law enforcement need more training in diversity. Training takes money.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You know, if you're going to defund these guys,
taking them away.
Yeah, you're taking it away. How are they supposed to go and get more training if they don't have enough funding?
Right.
It impacts our community negatively, and we are already seeing that. We're already seeing the devastation of our frontline workers not being able to work, and our hospitals being more, you know, stressed as a result.
It's not just our hospitals. I will tell you, my son has been sick this last week with something that is very scary. It took days to even get somebody to respond. And then when they couldn't figure it out, they're going to send us to a specialist. Without having any COVID symptoms at all, they won't even make a referral until he has a negative COVID test come back. Mm. And the COVID testing is being delayed because they don't have enough people working. I mean, this is just our primary care is declining at a rapid pace.
It truly is. And, you know, one of the things that I would like to focus on as well, like once I do get that seat in the county council.
Yes.
One of the things plans that I would like to, look into and really develop is the development of another hospital. We desperately need that in our community. And I think that a lot of people have responded very well to that, have been in such favor of that because we need another hospital that supports our veterans, that supports the homeless, that supports our mental health. And we have plenty of healthcare workers that could employ that hospital. And so we definitely need to look into those options because we desperately need it. And I think that would provide, they would provide a lot of jobs. It would provide security and it would provide safety and, you know, for our community members. And that's exactly what we need.
Right. And, you know, I want to ask you real quick because, you know, again, people are like, well, I live in Nancy's district and I'm vaccinated or I want everyone to be vaccinated, but I don't necessarily like Todd. Why would I vote for Nancy? Can I ask you, I've heard this people were upset, people who want to be vaccinated. Again, you say you totally support people's rights to be vaccinated and their choice. In the beginning, it seemed that the health department in St. Paul allowed Peace Health to have a monopoly on vaccines.
Hmm.
And they didn't go to the doctors who needed them for their patients.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, you know, people, my dad's got cancer. He needs that vaccine so that he can be safe. But they're not getting it. And they're waiting and they're waiting and they're waiting and they're getting the second vaccine. And they're waiting and they're waiting and they're waiting. I mean, I don't know. Is there something that our council could have stepped in and said or done? I don't know. But would you have asked that question?
Absolutely. I would ask that question because that question has been asked by people that are vaccinated and also people that are unvaccinated. And their voices are both equally important and they should be addressed. And that's something that we should do, you know, as a county council, is to address those concerns and make changes to help, you know, carry out those decisions that are going to show support for everyone, you know, on both sides of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm. So I think we probably should take a break real quick. So we will be right back.
Do you have friends who say stop by anytime and you think they don't really mean that? Well, unlike those friends, Dewey Griffin Subaru's express service means it. They're open 6 days a week, including Saturdays. Stop by anytime you need an oil change or any other minor maintenance, and they'll take care of you. No appointment necessary, and you'll get a free car wash with your service.
Dewey Griffin Subaru, community-minded and community-driven, and the only certified Subaru tire and service center in the county, 1800 Iowa Street in Bellingham.
Who's ready for better sleep? Weiser's Furniture is the exclusive carrier of the insanely popular and well-loved mattress brand Nectar. The Nectar lineup is available at Weiser's Furniture, starting at $8.99 for a queen. Nectar is known for their forever warranty and 365-night trial. Purchase a Nectar mattress from Weiser's and receive a bedroom bundle worth $399, including pillows, sheets, and a protector. You've seen Nectar mattresses online. Purchase at Weiser's to get the same low price, free bedroom bundle and warranty, plus bring your mattress home the same day. Why wait 3 to 6 weeks for delivery? Weiser's can load your Nectar mattress in your car, packed in an easy-handle box. Nectar mattresses, exclusively at Weiser's Furniture. While you're shopping, take advantage of Weiser's clearance outdoor furniture, priced to move at up to 40% off. Enjoy the outdoors in the Pacific Northwest in comfort and savings. Shop Weiser's today for better sleep and big savings. Located on Birch Bay Linden Road in Linden, or online at weisersfurniture.com.
The Hugh Hewitt Show.
Lots of things are changing in radio. That was going to happen. After the great Rush Limbaugh left us, there was going to be a lot of changing. And it's great to be on in Bellingham.
9 a.m. to noon each weekday.
All my new affiliates, welcome. It's great to have you in my universe. And you are inviting me into your home or your car, and I appreciate that greatly.
On KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com.
Welcome back to Saturday Morning Live. I'm your host, Ashley Buttonshone, and I have Kamal Bakhtu, Kamal Farisal, who's running for county council here with me today, at-large physician, and I have Nurse Nancy, who is running as a write-in for District 2 against Todd Donovan. So we are just talking about some issues here this morning, and Nancy was just talking about hospital, a possibility of an idea that she would have as she would bring to the council, she says, when she wins, is that we need more attractive healthcare maybe in Whatcom County and have a hospital. And as we were taking a break, we're kind of talking about veterans and the need for that veterans have in this county. And, you know, I guess, you know, issues for people, big issues. And it's kind of a boiling thing right now is that, you know, jobs, protecting jobs. Mm-hmm. And then if you can't afford to live in Whatcom County, I mean, inflation, everything is going up.
That's right.
The cost of everything is going up. You can't afford to live here and you're losing your job. Then people, I mean, people end up homeless. They're like, this is a reality mm-hmm. that people end up homeless. So. And we do have some resources here in Whatcom County. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with all of them. That may be something that you're still learning about. But what do you, on the topic of homelessness here and mental health in Whatcom County, Kamal, I'll start with you. What is your, you know, what do you want to do about it?
Well, right now, the current issue that we're facing is with all these mandates mm-hmm. that are coming down. And their people have lost their jobs because of the COVID mandates, that how restaurants had to cut down their capacity, how many people they can serve. And same thing with a lot of the prime example is our local mall.
Right.
When you walk through it, there are a lot of shops that are shut down. I don't think they're ever going to come back.
Mm-mm.
Those were businesses that owned by local, you know, mom and pop, our local community members.
Yeah.
They own those businesses. Now they have lost their livelihoods.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with all these mandates. Bigger piece people aren't talking about, the suicidal rate has also gone up.
Right.
And also the domestic violence has also went up. And the suicide among teenagers.
Yeah, it's tragic.
That's very tragic.
Yeah.
And mental health on top of that. So it's like a everything wrapped into one.
Yeah.
So now the homelessness that's also has gone up because of people have lost their jobs, and we have to look at that from a broader view. And a lot of time, I wish if our county council had stood up to some of those mandates.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like we're being cared for.
No, it's like you guys are voted in by the people.
Yes.
And the county councils are for the people. Mm-hmm. If you're not willing to stand up for your everyday people who have voted you in, then why are you even there?
Right.
So that's, I wish they had, done something about that. And we need to bring in better paying job to Whatcom County.
Right.
And so those are some of the things that we have to focus on. And like, I'm going to go back to the same, supporting our first responders, law enforcement. If our community isn't safe, no one will wanting to come to Whatcom County and even attempt to open up a new business. Why would somebody do that if our community isn't even safe?
That's right.
So. Right. And if you kind of bundle all these things together, you've got mandates, you've got just regulations, and there's all these things. It just kind of seems like a destruction of our communities. Mm-hmm. We're headed. I wish if somebody, I invite the council members, Barry Buchanan, Rudd Brown, Todd Donovan, come on here with me. And can you give me some hope in the direction you've set us in? Tell me the outcome and where this lands. Mm-hmm. Because I go on their pages and I read what they're saying, and their actions are the opposite of what they're doing. The absolute opposite. And so,
right. I mean, one thing I like to mention on Todd's, page, he's advocating for kids, teachers, nurses, small businesses, to so they can afford to live and work here. Well, how is that working out? Because small businesses have been closing down. Nurses have been losing their jobs or been put on leaves of absences. Teachers, are also losing their jobs. First responders, how is that helping? It's not. It's doing the exact opposite.
Yeah, and the mental health of everyone
will actually help those people, and will help with mental health, because people will be desperate. They will turn to drugs. They can turn to other things that aren't healthy, and they could potentially end up homeless, which will just worsen the problem. So we're obviously not going that right direction. So we need to turn things around so we can actually build our community and not further destroy it by these separations.
Right, and I think that. The homeless issue is a very touchy issue.
Very complex.
And because we want to care for people, right?
Yes.
But our businesses are being hit so hard because the homelessness it's out of control here. It's not getting any better. It's right. We're a mini Seattle. And so, as council members, what would you guys, would you invite businesses to come talk to you and tell you their concerns?
Absolutely. Yeah. The more we gather and talk about things, the better off we will be, because we need to see both sides and we need to evaluate all the issues, all the outcomes that we could put, that are on the table, and then pick the best one that will rebuild and protect our community.
Right. And I think, Nancy, for you, that issue kind of the businesses and homelessness touches a little bit more in your district. Kamal, you're countywide, so that'd be a broad look for you, because when we sweep places in Bellingham or we do things in Bellingham, it then spreads throughout the county. So it's kind of a big one for you, Kamal. Do you think there's an immediate fix, or do you think it's going to take some time to reverse what the current leadership has done?
Yeah, it's definitely going to take some time, and we need to look into what others. Counties or the cities are doing, and we have to look at their models, whatever they're doing, if that's working for them or not. Then we have to evaluate what's working for us in Whatcom County.
Right.
If whatever isn't working, let's get rid of that and take ideas from other counties or other cities.
Right.
Right. So we cannot repeat the same stuff over and over again. We have to look into different areas. How are they doing things?
Right.
And maybe implement some of those ideas here.
Okay, so we just have a couple minutes here. So I have one caller, Jerry, from Sumas on the line. Jerry, go ahead and give us your question real quick.
Yeah, I'll do it real quick here. I want to thank you, Nancy, for throwing your hat against Todd Donovan. I think that's really, really positive. I wanted to mention one thing. Dr. Robert Malone has been outspoken on the issue of vaccination. I wonder what Nancy feels and understands that those that have been exposed to COVID have been protected naturally against the COVID virus. These people seem to be left out of the equation of being unvaccinated. Nobody understands that they're better protected. They don't need the vaccine. Does she realize that there are a sizable population of these people that really don't need the vaccine because they're adequately protected by natural immunity?
Go ahead, Nancy, 30 seconds.
Absolutely. Yes, natural immunity is far outweighs any vaccination, absolutely, especially in regards to this. And so I really encourage people to take care of their immune system, to really boost their vitamin C, their vitamin D, taking zinc, apple cider vinegar is really helpful, elderberry. There's so many good things to boost your immune system, and that's and proper, you know, diet and exercise. Those are things that are so important and vital and are lacking in our community, and that's what we should be pushing because we will have more immunity and be healthier if we adopt a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah, and there are early treatments if you do get COVID because COVID is real. So I want to thank you both for coming on here. Nancy, you've got votenancyhill.com if people want to find you. Kamal, what's your website?
KamalForUsAll.com, and then you can also find me on Facebook.
Yes.
Kamal for Us All.
Okay, great. And Nancy, write in Nurse Nancy on Facebook.
That's right.
Okay.
Please donate, help out, join the campaign.
Yes, they need.
Thank you for all your support,
everybody.
I would
like to give a quick shout out to Whatcom Hospice. You guys are doing a wonderful job. Thank you again.
Yes, thank you guys for coming on. Everybody, have a great day. We will see you next time.